Thanks, Jill. Yes, it's D-Day for Rocky. It's Diet Day, and it's the start of a whole new way of life. And it's going to be tough for me. But fortunately, on the journey with me, I've got Mark Bull, who's an independent Cambridge consultant for the Thames Valley and West London area. Hi, Mark.
Steve, pleased to be here. How are you?
I don't think I'd use the word pleased at the moment. Let's be honest, the Cambridge plan isn't using regular food, is it?
Well, Steve, it's not conventional food as you know it, but you've got to think of it as a different type of food. Cambridge Weight Plan, Steve, is a flexible range of weight management programs for both men and women, and this is going to help you reach and maintain your ideal weight in a very safe, very easy, very flexible solution package for you. And I'm going to be here every step of the way to help you get to where you want to be.
Now, I think that's one of the key things you said there, that it's a set of plans, because for some people that may have heard something about Cambridge, you're probably thinking it's a liquid diet. That's not quite true, is it? There's a series of six plans, is it?
That's right. So we've got six plans ranging from an intake of around 550 up to 1500 calories per day. So for yourself, essentially, we're going to start you on step one. That's going to involve four meals per day, so four Cambridge servings. Each serving is essentially dried skimmed milk that's been fortified and flavoured. So we've got a whole range of delicious shakes and soups, also meal bars if you'd like something to chew on. They also come ready-made, so very, very convenient, very, very good menu and good choice.
Now, surely I'm going to be a tad hungry, aren't I?
Well, Steve, what we're going to do here, we're going to help you experience what's known as a mild ketosis. That's where your body switches from its usual process of using carbohydrate as your primary energy source. After about 2 or 3 days into the plan, you're going to switch to fat burn. So your body is then going to rely on the fat for energy. Your brain is going to recognize your fat as glucose. And the beauty with that is you won't feel hungry, because your brain will recognize that it's got an energy source within it.
So essentially you're saying that there's going to be a chemical change within my own body.
That's right. And it's perfectly safe, it's perfectly healthy, and you know what? If you follow the plan, it works, and I'm living proof that it does.
Tell us about your journey.
Several years ago, Steve, my GP sat me down. He was very concerned about me. I was 23 and a half stone. I had a body mass index, a BMI of 46, and a waist of 52 inches. So I was very unhealthy, heading for a serious self-inflicted health condition. With his help and guidance, the first year I managed to shed 4 stone, but then I got frustrated because I plateaued at 19 stone and couldn't rid any more. And by chance, I found the Cambridge Weight Plan, decided to give it a go. And in that first week of trying it, I lost 1 stone. And that really grabbed my attention. And from then, I went on, and over the course of the next 6 months, I shed 6 stone.
Do you find it difficult to maintain that weight?
You know, Steve, people ask me this all the time. They say, Mark, look, you know, are you ever going to go back to being that big guy again? You know, is the food going to then sort of rule your life again? You know what? It doesn't. I've realized that I've made a choice now. Before, I chose to be overweight. Now I choose to be slim. I've made a lifestyle change. I've got activity back into my life. I love running now. I just completed the London Marathon last year, my first ever, raising some money for a local charity. I went from one extreme to another. I'm not sitting here for 1 second saying that you're going to become a marathon runner. You can if you want to. I mean, I'd love for that to happen. But my point being is, if you change your lifestyle, you start eating healthily and getting some regular activity into your lifestyle, that's the key to maintenance. And overall, then you're going to be much happier, much healthier. And you know what? You can stop worrying about your weight.
So the big day for me is going to be on Monday, which is when I actually start the diet. I've got some paperwork here which I need to get checked over by my GP. Is this something which everybody has to do?
Steve, what we do with every customer is sit down and complete what's known as a medical record form. And if anybody, for example, is on any medication, that will require a doctor's signature before we can start the customer on a plan. Once that's in place, we then begin the four-step process. So step one, which is what you're currently going through now, is preparation. So we get you before you actually start the plan to reduce your carbohydrate intake for a few days, because this set of plans is very low in carbohydrate, and that then prevents withdrawal. Withdrawal symptoms coming on when you step onto the diet. We also get you to drink at least 2 liters of water per day. Very, very important for a couple of reasons. Number one, your brain is 70% water, and it's very, very important to keep it topped up to those levels. Otherwise, you're going to start feeling irritable. You're going to get some classic symptoms such as headache, and you're going to feel a bit sluggish. So really important to keep your water topped up from that perspective. But also, as you stop eating conventional food for a while, most of it's got water in it, that's going to be a natural cause of dehydration. And as you start to burn fat, you're going to get some waste product created from that. And we want to help your body flush it out of the system. So the water intake is critical. But you know what? Once you're into water, you're going to love it and you're going to want more of it. And you're going to feel really, really good.
Now, you actually gave me a heads up about this morning. So I've got my GP's appointment the next 2 hours. So I need to get